back where he's most comfortable, in the spotlight among adoring fans. Donald Trump gave his controversial take on the Russian invasion of Ukraine with a touch of his trademark bombast.
This horrific disaster would never have happened if our election was not rigged and if I was the president. Very simple. It wouldn't have happened. Under Bush, Russia invaded Georgia. Under Obama, Russia took Crimea. Under Biden, Russia invaded Ukraine. I stand as the only president of the 21st century on whose watch Russia did not invade another country.
The former president had previously called Vladimir Putin a genius and savvy for his tactics in Ukraine. But on Saturday, he roundly condemned the invasion as Russian bombs continued to fall in Ukraine and Russian troops descended on Kiev. Trump addressed the Conservative Political Action Conference in Florida.
CPAC is the conservative wing of the Republican Party, and you might say it's the Trumpiest. You can see from the proliferation of red hats that the 45th president is popular here. For the most part, people here don't care about investigations or impeachment. They came here to see their hero.
Conservatives came from across the U.S.
I'm from Connecticut. I waited in line about like 2 hours just to get in.
Many of the attendees here don't do moderation, and they have a word for the party's moderate wing, RINO, Republicans in name only. And their favorite candidate for that title joined other moderate Republicans in Washington, virtually, for the rival Principles First Summit, focused in part on Ukraine.
If the United States does not lead in the world, that vacuum will be filled by those who do not share our values. The vacuum will be filled by those like Vladimir Putin, like President Xi in China.
As the conservative conference wound to a close, red hats peppered among the crowd, a conservative movement that lost its mojo in the last election left more hopeful for the next. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Orlando, Florida.